Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. We've got a couple of great interviews. Tracy Beans from Uncover DC, also Campus Reform on the program today. Kanye West has gone nuts, or he's trolling us. I'm not sure what the hell this guy's doing. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what he's doing, because what he said on Tucker was certainly defendable. What he said before that to TMZ was defendable, and then it was not defendable when he said DEFCON or DEFCON 3 on Jews or something. And now he's like, he's a big fan of Hitler. I'm not really sure what's going on with Kanye West. We'll talk about that as well. There's a lot going on and a lot to get to on a Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what?
Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do. Seems I got to have a change of scene. Ba-da-da. Every night I have Stranger's dream.
That is Chalker Voice. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Could have been
doing all right? Sam making it happen. Actually, that's Polo. Then Sam will make it happen.
There she is. I got to leave before I start to
exactly
scream.
Right. Let's go.
Won't someone lock the door?
Come on now.
Took the key.
You feeling all right? Myself.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh, no, not even close. There you go. We'll get it next hour. That's what we'll do for you. We'll make it happen. Exactly right. So, are you seeing what Kanye West talking about? Are you seeing any of this?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You have any explanation for what the hell he's talking about?
No. I think he's lost it.
Well, has he lost it, Carrie? Do you think he's trolling us?
I have no idea. No idea.
Is there a chance he's trolling us?
Why would you say something like that? Why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what he gains. I mean, he's going to say I was just kidding. I mean, I don't know. Does not make sense to me. So I will play the audio and the video. And if you want to see him saying it, you can certainly stop by the website. It's joepags.com. Click on Watch Now. I don't know what the story is, but it just gets crazier and crazier every time he opens his mouth. And then where he chooses to go and open his mouth is even weird, too. He went on with Alex Jones. Alex Jones, who is the guy who was, I guess, penalized $3 billion or something because of what he said about Sandy Hook?
It was a lot of money, yeah.
Right, just the guy who's out there, conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook. And went on and on. The kids didn't really die. And it was all false flag and whatever else. And I think the punishment is ridiculous, by the way, $3 billion when you've got people who are murdering people that aren't being punished anywhere near as much. But I'm not a fan of Alex Jones. I am a fan of his right to freely speak. Having said that, Kanye West sort of showed back up in a meaningful way outside of music when he got together with Tucker Carlson on Tucker's program on Fox. That's what happened. And now, and by the way, can you guys stop it? Immediately somebody in the chat room says, he's doing it all for publicity and you're falling for it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not falling for anything. The guy's saying outlandish things. He's a billionaire. He's got a big presence in the public square. And I think that it's certainly interesting enough to talk about. And I don't even know that interesting is the right word. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that it's the right word. I think it goes beyond interesting. It goes to, is there illness here? I don't know. Because this is certainly a problem, what he keeps saying. And what he's saying, it's gone from, okay, I got you. You've got some issues with the industry, and you've got some issues with you know, what people are saying and how they're acting, and with your ex-wife and whatever. And some of what he said on Tucker Carlson made some sense. Before that, you may remember this, TMZ had a fit because Kanye West said that people have to stop acting like slaves today. And there was some black guy who is there with Harvey Levin, who runs TMZ, who said, well, come on, Kanye, you can't say that, man. And what he was talking about is people's minds being enslaved today, this many years after slavery ended. We have to stop letting ourselves become slaves. That kind of made sense to me, too. But then, after being on with Tucker Carlson, he goes on Twitter, first tweet he'd done in a long time, and said something to the effect of, I'm about to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews. Then his response to that was, well, I am a Jew, so I can't be an anti-Semite, because I am a Jew. And then we're all Jews. And then black people are Jews. The whole thing is very strange. And then you heard nothing from him for a while. And then a few days ago, I guess, he shows up to Mar-a-Lago with this guy, Nick Fuentes. Now, allegedly, this guy, Nick Fuentes, is some white supremacist, but I can't help but notice his last name is Hispanic. So I don't know what that story is either. I'm not that familiar with Nick Fuentes, other than he has said some outlandish things. So Kanye West, or Ye, Carrie, are we calling him Ye?
I'm not, but a lot of people do, I would think.
Okay.
So
throwing it out there. So Ye, Kanye, shows up with Nick Fuentes and somebody else, and they're at Mar-a-Lago, and they're sitting down to have some dinner with Donald Trump. During the dinner, Kanye West accidentally sends a text to some lawyer whose first name is also Nick or Nicholas. He meant to send it to Nick Fuentes, who's sitting across the table from him, and sort of says things to the lawyer, who then texts people around Trump, who then tell Trump it's a setup. Kanye West and Nick Fuentes are there. They're trying to set you up. And then I guess the whole thing goes to hell from there. And to discuss all of this, Kanye West shows up on Alex Jones's show. Did you see the video of him on the show?
I did. I saw some of it.
He's wearing a full face mask.
Yes.
He's got like what would be a knit cap pulled down completely over his whole head and face. But it's him. And there's this Nick guy sitting there. And there's Alex Jones. And while they're sitting there, he decided to just go all in again. Now, I don't know anybody who isn't some sort of a hate-filled person that could find a glimmer of goodness in the existence of Adolf Hitler. I truly believe that Adolf Hitler not having existed would have been much more beneficial to humanity than the fact that he did exist. But for some reason, Kanye West is a big fan.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love you know, us, and you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician, you can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good. And I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
I'm sorry. What? Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. Now, I've thought long and hard on this, and I tweeted this earlier. There isn't a glimpse of light shining through the smallest crack of context that can make me understand why he said that. If it is a troll, it's not a very good one. If he means it, there's something very wrong with the guy. Of course, I had people attack me on Twitter. Oh, he's bipolar, and how dare you go after mental illness? Shut up. You don't know if he's bipolar or not. He just might be nuts. He just might love Hitler. Who knows? He just might hate Jewish people. I don't know. But there isn't any reason. I could not wrap my brain around, because I try to be open-minded. I disagree with him, but I see where he's coming from. I like to say that, but I can't. I don't see where he's coming from. Now, if Adolf Hitler invented the microphone, that's news to me. And if he invented highways, that's news to me as well. But I don't, for the life of me, understand why Kanye West is doing this. If somebody out there knows why he's doing it, and again, don't give me this crap about, well, he's only doing it so you'll cover it, and you fell for it. Screw you. I do 3 hours a day. I cover anything I want to cover. Okay? I talk about anything I want to talk about. Kanye West is not manipulating my mind. I'm talking about it because here's a person that not very long ago was just a very well-known musician worth billions of dollars, had all sorts of ad revenue coming in, had all sorts of partnerships with all sorts of businesses, who is suddenly doing everything he can to eliminate what it is that he's earned. He's completely fixated on Jewish people. On and on and on about how all the Hollywood studios, all the music studios are all run by Jews. I don't know how that happened, but I don't care. Music is good. Hollywood is pretty good, generally. Entertainment is pretty good. I don't care who's running it. I don't care what your ethnicity, what your religion is. I don't care what your ethnic background is. None of that matters to me. But for some reason, he is fixated on this. And I can't imagine what he does at the end of this to say, gotcha. And I guess while he's at Mar-a-Lago, Kerry, he also looked at Trump and said, I would like to invite you to be my running mate in 2024.
Oh, I did not hear that part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. He offered Donald Trump the chance to be the VP, I guess.
Okay.
Any thoughts? Any opinion on this?
About what he said to Donald Trump or as Kanye West?
No, about this entire thing.
I don't know what he's doing. I mean, he's already lost, I mean, how many, probably millions and millions of dollars. So I don't know why he would be trolling. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. It makes people not want to like him.
Yeah.
Why would you say something like that?
Paula, you're the music guy. You know Kanye's music. You probably play some of it when you're out there DJing. Any thoughts on what the hell he's doing?
I think he's just off.
Well, but that's always been him. He's always been off. But this is something beyond, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the divorce thing just happened too. So, I mean, I don't know if that's affecting him more.
Well, $200,000 a month in child support, that could affect a guy, I guess. I mean, but it doesn't make you love Hitler, does it?
I mean, that's just on that. There's still everything else too, but.
The whole thing's crazy.
Yeah.
Sam, thoughts on this?
You know, I used to really like Kanye and his music and stuff, but I just don't, you know, it's like one of the golden rules. You just don't talk about some of this stuff when you're a celebrity, and he's just way past that threshold.
Not with you. And by the way, I disagree a little bit. I think you can talk about it, but you can't express your love and admiration for Hitler. I think in general, if you're just even a moderately good human being, you're anti-Hitler. Those who love Hitler are those who enjoyed the fact that he tried to get rid of an entire religion of people or ethnic background of people. Here's a guy that was trying to build a master race and said so. So I'm not really sure I understand. And again, I'm not smart enough to know if Hitler created the microphone or the highway system. I'm pretty sure I would know. I've been talking into a microphone for most of my adult life. But even so, I would rather not have microphones and have millions of people not killed because of who they were. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Why do you think Kanye West is doing this? And don't call me and say it doesn't matter, because it does. There are young people listening to him going, yeah, I hate the Jews too. Yeah, I think Hitler was great too. Here's an influential guy who has that influence because of God-given talent, who may be off the reservation, may be on something, or maybe trolling, or maybe has always felt this way. 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Thank you. great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There is a lot going on. We've got Tracy Beans in the program, going to break down exactly what's going on in this collusion between big government in D.C. and big tech. And that collusion is real. It's actually been proven. Now we've got to find out if it's against the law and how we stop it. All right, so make sure you stick around for that. Your thoughts on Kanye West. What the hell is he doing? And why is he doing it? Carrie, have you ever heard of the Liver King?
No.
Paul, the Liver King, have you ever heard of the Liver King?
No.
Sam, Liver King, well, you know now because I posted a video on it, right? Sam is screening calls. So we'll get into the Liver King as well. Those of you who are into bodybuilding, those of you who are into fitness, you probably have heard of this guy. And he's been claiming that he's natural, hasn't taken any steroids, anything like that. And he was exposed big time in the past few days. And a lot of people are on the fence about this one as well. It's an interesting situation. We'll get into that too. Make sure you stick around for that. All right, let me tell you about Eden Pure. If you've got a mystery smell in the house, you just can't get rid of it. You tried candles, cover-up sprays, nothing seems to work. Well, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven oxy technology that quickly seeks out and destroys any odor guaranteed. Even if you don't know where the smell is coming from, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, this great air purifier, going to get rid of it in just a few minutes. And unlike those candles and cover-up sprays, Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover it up. It completely eliminates them, and best of all, no filters to buy, so you save money that way as well. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. Going to get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, kitchen, anywhere you need fresh, clean air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com right now. Put in discount code PAGS3, P-A-G-S, the number 3. Get 3 units for under $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS3. Save $200 right now. Shipping is also free. Again, EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is P-A-G-S. And the number 3. Let me go to the phone lines. Let me say hello and welcome to Daniel in Mississippi. Daniel, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. I was just calling. The only thing I can think that Kanye West is doing is they tried to compare Trump to Hitler to try to drive him into the ground. And, you know, of course, Kanye West was a big fan of Trump. And so I guess they can just kind of use this as a weapon to say, you know, look, I tried to tell y'all, you know, that he was crazy and that Trump is bad, you know, and, you know, just trying to compare the two.
So you think that somebody got to Kanye West and they said, help us expose Trump?
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, man. Listen, Daniel, I'm not closed off to any ideas here because I, in my logical, rational mind, cannot figure out why this guy is doing this. He's literally ruining his own career and ruining his own life by saying the most outlandish things. Carrie, can you look up and see if Adolf Hitler invented the microphone? I'm thinking no.
I already did. No, he didn't.
I think it was around way before Adolf Hitler because Marconi was the first radio guy way before Hitler. Hitler. Who invented it?
I'll look it up again, but his last name was Berliner. It was.
For me, I mean, just saying that doesn't fly. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I'm getting a name, David Edward Hughes, but before that, Emil Berliner in 1877, who filed a patent for the microphone.
Well, one would assume that was well before Adolf Hitler's time, who died in 1945, something like that. Yeah. All right, very good. I appreciate it. Jeff, Texas, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Hey. Yeah, I'm in the same boat with Daniel, your previous caller. You know, based on everything that you laid out in the previous segment, it just seems like a setup for Trump. Just based on that relationship that he has with Kanye, if Kanye goes off the deep end, well, they're going to tag that to Trump.
Well, they already are. Jeff, you're right.
Semites and Hitler lovers, you know.
No, I'm with you. Mitch McConnell already basically did that a couple of days ago. Mitch McConnell was asked if he would support Trump if he's the nominee in 2024. And he said, anybody who sits down to dinner with anti-Semites or Hitler lovers is not somebody that I would support. I mean, so already that's exactly what's happening. And Mitch McConnell, the turtle, should not be in leadership in the Senate. But again, he's got a lot of power in there because he is the minority leader for some reason. The Republicans can't stop rallying around the turtle. And he took the first opportunity he had to say, I wouldn't support the guy if he's having dinner and breaking bread with these people. What bothers me is I know the scrutiny I had to go through before I could go to the White House to interview Trump. I know the scrutiny I had to go through before I could go to Mar-a-Lago to see 2,000 mules. Why was Nick Fuentes let in? We know that he's got a history and a track record of saying outlandish things. Kanye West, he's already had a relationship with Trump. I get it. But why is Fuentes with him? That didn't make any sense to me. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.